Okay, I just want to get your feel. What you got coming this week, Nissen?
Well, we're going to vote on the first of the health bills with the long amendment attached to it at 1 o'clock on Monday. I understand, this is indirectly, that Long stated, I wouldn't bet on it, that if he fails in this first one, he won't attach the two other health bills out of the Hills Committee. I hope that's true. Then follow with military construction. I think of some other bills. We're in a little squabble. I asked Humphrey and the Secretary Connors of Commerce to come up yesterday to speak with some of the folks, including Javits, on this Israeli amendment. And if we can't work out something, may well be that we won't take up the export control bill at all, let it die, and let these people who are so hell-bent that they are on getting this Israeli amendment to take the blame for opening up trade with China and other places. Gary O'Brien was in on this. He could give a more complete rundown because I was called out once or twice before. Doug McGarden was up here up in the State Department. And Ed Muskie, who was going to handle the bill if we brought it up, probably will be handled now by Sparkman or Robertson next week. This expires Wednesday. So we're just trying to keep the pressure on and let the Javits and his group to give us some ironclad guarantees as to a compromise, which will be satisfactory. And if so, we'll pass it. If not, we'll consider seriously.
Now, if it's not passed, what do they do? What blame do they get?
Well, then it means that the
Israeli group
boycotts against Cuba, China, and all those other countries are dependent on me for a free trade wherever they want.
Okay.
And we're going to lay down the Medicare bill as the pending business before we go out over the 4th of July.
You're going out
Thursday?
Go out Thursday and come back Tuesday?
Yes, sir.
You see any reason why I ought to come up this week?
No, sir. You've got to stay down and rest.
I may do that. I'm pretty tired.
Yes, you should be.
Okay, Mike. Thank you a lot.
Bye, Mr. President. Bye.